BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Jonah and the Fish.
The Lord said to Jonah the prophet, "Leave right now and go to Nineveh. You're to tell them that I'm going to judge them because of their wickedness." Jonah knew that God was merciful and would forgive Nineveh if they repented. He didn't want that, so he ran away from God's will and went to a seaport town called Joppa. He bought a ticket and got on a ship that was going to Tarshish. He wanted to get as far away from God's will so there'd be no possibility that Nineveh would repent. Once the ship was out to sea, God sent a violent storm to hit it. The sailors were terrified because the storm was about to destroy their boat and drown them. They threw their cargo overboard to lighten the load. When that didn't help, they prayed to their various gods. While all of this was going on, Jonah was fast asleep down in the hold of the boat. The captain woke him up and said, "How can you sleep? We're about to die! Get up and pray to your God!" Eventually, the sailors figured out that this storm was directed at only one person on the ship. They cast lots to see who it was. The results showed that Jonah was the reason for their troubles. They said, "Who are you, and what have you done?" He said, "I serve the Lord God who made the sea and dry ground, and I'm running away from him." Suddenly the storm got worse. The men screamed at Jonah, "What do we have to do to calm the storm?" Jonah yelled back, "God only wants one thing, and the storm won't stop until he gets it. You're to grab me and throw me overboard." The men didn't want to kill an innocent man, so they worked even harder to fight against the storm and get to land. Finally, they realized they couldn't fight God. They cried out to the Lord and asked him for mercy for what they were about to do. They then grabbed Jonah and threw him overboard. Immediately, the storm stopped. The men were shocked at the power of God. They fell to the deck and worshiped the Lord and vowed to serve only him. God had a large fish waiting for Jonah when he went into the water. The fish immediately swallowed him, and he stayed in the fish's stomach for 3 days. Jonah prayed and acknowledged that it was God who put him in the fish. He finally prayed, "I'll give you what you want. I'll thank you for your will and do what you want me to do." With that, the Lord spoke to the fish. It went to land and vomited Jonah onto the shore. Once again, God said to Jonah, "Leave right now and go to Nineveh. You're to tell them that I'm going to judge them because of their wickedness." This time, Jonah immediately got up and went to Nineveh.
Come back next time to hear the second part of this story, or hear John tell it on BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.